Hello, listeners. This is Darren. Welcome back. I am finally back after a long, long hiatus. It felt like I am back. I was in the process of moving. I'm here, and so I'm ready to get back into the Criterion Collection one spy number at a time. Yes, this is episode 32. And I'm going to do spine number 32, because they match. And that is David Lean's Oliver Twist. Just so you know, I'm going to probably spoil the whole film. So just be warned. Here we go. The film begins with Oliver Twist as a baby being abandoned. There's a card that says, "He'll cry harder if he knew," kind of saying, like, we're terrible. Whoever he has is terrible, and he's better off somewhere else. Goes ahead 9 years later. He is in an orphan house, an orphanage, and this is the classic scene everyone repeats, where he asks for more, can I have some more, and they just laugh at him. Then he gets sent to a foster home. I think a kid named Noah is his foster brother and kind of bullies him. This older woman comes and claims he knew Oliver's mom, kind of dies before she says anything important, and kind of a weird scene. But Noah kind of insults Oliver for being an orphan, and Noah gets beat up by Oliver. This causes Oliver to get 40 lashes. 40 lashes. I don't know if it's 40. That's always what I say when I hear lashes. So, yeah, he gets punished and he runs away to the London streets. So then he meets Fagin, I think, which is a homeless man who helps troubled youths, except they're always still troubled, even when they're with him. They're kind of like a small gang, I guess, just of troublemakers. But still, a pretty cool bunch of kids, and Fagin, the adult. He is taught to steal. This is why they're bad. Taught to steal and fight for himself. At one point they get caught and he runs off. Oliver is taken to a trial home. Fagin's girlfriend, or the woman in the group, Nancy, she goes to pretend to be his mother. But he's still taken in by the people he was stealing from. They end up being pretty nice people. Kind of they form a good relationship. And then Fagin sees a reward for Oliver, and they want to get him back and to get the money, because they're always stealing. Fagin literally teaches children how to steal. So no, not the best guy, but there's this other guy who's kind of really wants the money badly, and he tries to get Oliver. And then there's this crazy scene at the end where Oliver is like being attacked and by the jealous guy, and the crowd, the dog, takes just a mob of people to this place, and they're trying to shoot down the guy before he kills Oliver accidentally. And then they shoot him. He dies, falls in the water, I think. Oliver gets to go with the rich family, and he lives happily ever after. Okay, well, it's been a long, long time since I recorded an episode, and last episode was Great Expectations. This one, that's a Charles Dickens adaptation, same director, David Lean, and this is the same David Lean adaptation of Charles Dickens. For sure, I'm going to try a little new format here, just see where it goes for the next few episodes. I gave you a little bit of a shorter recap, but let's see. This one I don't like as much as Great Expectations, and I'm not the biggest fan of that film. I think there's better characters in Great Expectations. This one, I don't really like any of the characters. I like Fagin, but then we get to the rich people's house, and it's just like Oliver falls in love with people who are rich and not characters who are rich, you know? He's there, and they're like, oh, these people are nice to me, I better love them instead of hanging out with Fagin, who's just teaching people to steal. And they're not really characters, they're just symbols of father and mother figures, the rich couple that eventually takes him in. And the other one was more big, like in Great Expectations, he went through more. He grew up the whole time. In this one, just 9 years pass, and then we see this poor kid get beat up, and I don't know. I'm not a big fan of this film, but I don't know. The acting's fine. The acting's solid all around. The kid's great. I just don't like the story. These last two, I'm not just a big fan of the story. I'm not even sure what this film is trying to say. Maybe it's trying to say it's hard to be a kid. I guess I'll get into that later. But no, I just don't really. It did not affect me at all. I did not like it. Now, it's not terrible. There are far worse films, even in the Criterion Collection so far, that I have downright not liked at all. Blood for Dracula and probably Samurai 2, the second one in the Samurai trilogy. I can't think of any more right now. Sid and Nancy, for sure, has not risen in my love for it. I thought it was an okay film, and I'd probably say I don't like it at all. Maybe even hate it. But that's a little excessive. This one's just one of those films that is fine, and then you forget about, and if someone brings it up, you say, yeah, I saw that, but I don't really remember it at all. I don't really know how I felt about it. So, like, I guess I give it a C. I don't like giving letter grades, but if I was, it'd just be a C, because that's just the most average. It's just the most average film you can have. Hopefully, coming up is a much more interesting films. But these ones are just not for me. But yeah, I guess talk about some themes. Not much to say on my part. Nothing that, again, this film did not connect with me. So just like how hard it is to grow up. I'm all for a film about how hard it is to grow up. There's an upcoming film forever from now called Kes, which is just about this poor kid who gets picked on by everyone, his brother, his teacher, his coach, his mom, not really his mom, I don't know, but just picked on everybody, and then the saddest movie ending of all time. That's one of my favorite films ever, and so I'm all for a kid getting beat up to prove a point how hard it is to grow up, because people are always saying, oh man, when I was a kid, it was the easy days, and I'd say, maybe not as easy as we thought. We're always trying to, as kids, trying to be not cool, but like accepted by our parents, by our teachers, by our friends, and it's just hard to keep that up. And no one gives you respect. Hey, no one gives you respect. But it's just hard to to like be treated like an adult when you're a 9-year-old kid, and then especially when your life is as terrible as Oliver's. And I think that's what the film is trying to say. Eventually he finds his place. He finds who he is, who he should be with. That happy ending, again, not a big fan of the film. A little easy how he gets the rich parents, a deus ex machina almost, like, oh, here's his happy ending, by the way. And I would have been pretty upset if he didn't get a happy ending, but I don't know, I just wasn't interested in the story before that anyway, so I guess too bad, so sad. Yeah, I don't really see any more in this film. Honestly, it was a while ago I watched it, but I don't have any more notes on it, and I did the notes at the time, so it must mean I just think this is one of the most bland, average films you can get. This is not a bad review, not a negative review, but not necessarily a positive one either. I guess that is it for this Criterionist. Next week, hopefully I'm just going to turn these out as fast as I can, get a little bit caught up. I am excited to get back into this. Next is Nanook of the North, which is a silent documentary about Eskimos that was apparently faked, but that doesn't matter to me. I just want to see what the movie is about. I'm very excited for that one. One I'm not so excited for is a rewatch, Andrei Rublev, I believe it said. It's the 3.5-hour, I can't think of his name at the moment, but yeah, the 3.5-hour film about like a painter, and it's just, I'm excited and I'm not excited. And then Diabloc, or Diabolical in French, I don't quite know, forgive me for that. I'm excited for that one. That one seems pretty interesting, and I'm very excited for the next maybe 10-15 films in the Criterion Collection, but these last two, just, I hope we don't get a lot more of these. Even Blood for Dracula's and Sid and Nancy's are, like, at least interesting to me. Blood for Dracula, man, I think about the movie way too much. Just, it has not left my mind. Go listen to that episode. As well as Flesh for Frankenstein, which I don't love, but I like. Even, to my surprise, I like it, even though it's just as creepy and weird as Blood for Dracula. But yeah, go check those eps out. Follow me on Twitter at The Criterionist. Check out my other podcast, The Rosebuds. We got a few episodes up right now. The 2015 movie preview. We just did Ratatouille. And I think we revisited 2013, our list from last year. Just a little revisit. See what changed, what stayed the same. Go check that out. I co-host that with my friend Andrew. It's a lot of fun. Subscribe to it on iTunes as well as this podcast. Go leave a review. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, email me at darincriterion14@yahoo.com. That's D-A-R-I-N, the word criterion, number 4@yahoo.com. Hey, it's good to be back. I hope you guys enjoy this pretty short episode. Hopefully, you continue listening. So thanks. See you later.